This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Remember when music videos used to be unbelievable?
Yeah.
Like they were mini movies.
And yeah, they used to have a lot of money.
Yeah, I remember like waiting for some to premiere because you knew what time they were going to play it for the first time on MTV. And that
this
kind of
was
stuff.
Before they realized that the best thing they could do is just show the band performing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know they still do videos, but none of them seem to be of the grand scale they used to be.
I think the artist has to pay for them now.
The only guy who's doing really epic videos right now is like The Weeknd. The Weeknd does like some pretty cool videos.
I know Megan Thee Stallion's got some pretty good videos.
Well, I know you like those.
She's got some nice assets, I'll tell you. She shows them off in all of those videos.
Yeah. So what were the most expensive music videos ever made? These come into the top 10, and the figure I'm giving you is what they would have cost if they made them today.
Okay.
Roland, Limp Bizkit.
It was a lot of huge expensive sets.
They had all those girl dancers they had to pay too to dress up like
a lot of different sets.
Are they driving a lot in that one?
They're driving and there's a big dance like.
I think it's like a helicopter scene too, like a helicopter landing.
Really?
I could be confusing it with another Limp Bizkit video.
$4.6 million.
Ooh.
$4.6 million for that video.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, that was when radio and records were at their like height.
Rolling in the cash.
Yep. They just had money.
This surprises me, maybe because I just don't remember it. Too Legit to Quit was one of the 10 most expensive music videos. Yeah, wasn't he just dancing around in hammer pants?
Those pants, dude.
Was he in a gold room?
But did he have like 100 people dancing with him?
I don't remember.
Those have to be the most exclusive pants in the world.
He did it.
I tried to get some. But
he did spend a lot of money. I mean,
oh, this
in general,
is different.
So.
Oh my God. It's 14 minutes long.
Yeah, see, so we've seen just like the music video. This is like a whole, they made a whole mini movie.
Oh my God, Jim Belushi's in it.
That alone is a million.
Uh-huh. Jim Belushi?
Culture as we know it, Hammer has quit. At the peak of his popularity.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, backstory and...
It's like a karate fight?
Yeah, see, I just remember the actual video,
there's no
right?
way that I could have sat through a whole 14-minute...
No, they never played that on MTV. They just played this one.
But where did they play it, then?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. They had to play it on there at some point,
maybe
right?
Maybe if you bought MC Hammer VHS tour videos or something.
They probably encouraged him to do a... Like mini movie, because like Thriller and stuff, that was that time. They were like, make it a, like a movie and then everybody will buy your.
Yeah.
$4.7 million spent on that. Michael Jackson's Bad is number 8. Cost about $5 million to make. Aqua, you know, Barbie Girl?
Yeah.
But they had one called Cartoon Heroes. And it was the 7th most expensive music video ever made.
What a waste of money.
$5.2 million.
Okay, so this is when MTV was in the mode of like, hey, listen, as long as we, you know, as long as we make an interesting video, people will sit through it and watch.
Well, it was a
like
promotional.
No one's heard this.
It's for the Fifth Element?
25 million views.
That's how that girl's voice is, huh?
Yeah, it's not great. And this loser.
I can't believe that someone approved that much money for that video.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Man,
someone really believed in them.
Yeah, they did.
Guns N' Roses Estranged cost $7.5 million.
So good.
And now the top 5 most expensive videos ever made. They're all either Michael Jackson or Madonna videos.
Oh, really?
Black and White. Cost $7.6 million. Remember, I remember that because it was one of the first successful like morphing. You know, they morphed all the people of different colors and backgrounds
video.
Into each other
because of that. That was like the first time. That was right before like the Forrest Gump. He could be with old footage of people.
Exactly. Yep.
Madonna's Bedtime Story, $8.4 million spent on that. Number 4 on the list. Madonna's number 3 with Die Another Day. Which was a James Bond theme, right? Mm-hmm. $8.7 million. Madonna's Express Yourself, the 2nd most expensive music video ever made, $10.4 million.
She went all out.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah.
The dancers and everything.
And the most expensive music video on record?
Thriller.
No.
Billie Jean. Beat It.
Scream. Uh-huh. It's later, right? Or they didn't spend as much earlier.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
As this went along, they started throwing more money into it. Michael and Janet Jackson, $11.8 million.
See, I thought Duran Duran was going to be on there. Because they had that Rio song. And I think they went to Rio and had all these models and sailboats. And But who knows? Maybe it wasn't all that much money.
When I was a little kid, there was a music video that terrified me. And it was Weird Al's I'm Fat.
That
got to you?
Yeah, it scared the crap out of me.
Come on.
I think there's like scenes where they get like the dude starts to like get fat and like swell up and stuff.
So where you been, huh? Hey, man, what it is with you? You ain't.
Some reason I used
gonna,
to.
Yeah, like
Weird Al getting
so
fat.
So as he expands,
yes.
That was a big.
Maybe the reason I was so scared is because I look like a fat
here
Weird
we
Al.
Go.
And I knew that was going to some kind of.
Might have been it.
Yeah, right there. That used to
be. Yeah.
I saw my own future. That's what it was.
Oh.
I was like, no! Look, he's the same shape. That's how I walk in here.
So he thought this was funny and you were scared.
Yeah, he was in a corner
crying. I like, have to turn it off because it didn't make any sense to me.
Ham on roast beef.
Oh, but now I know it's just because I knew I was going to look like that.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, this used to creep me out.
I always feel like the poor fat bastards in the background who are actually really big.
Oh, yeah, they can't keep up with Weird Al and just his fat suit. Weird Al's incredible.
Slim Weird Al just in a big suit. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to creep me right out.
This man won a Grammy.
Yeah, he should have, too.
He deserves it.
I love him.
Every single one.
Yeah. I wonder how Michael Jackson reacted to that.
I think Michael Jackson was fine with all of his stuff. It was the only, like, Prince is the only one I think that hated him.
Prince and Coolio. And I think him and Coolio.
Over Amish Paradise?
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Coolio was, like, pissed.
Amish Paradise is a great video.
It's amazing. I love it, too.
Yeah. Plowing so long
I'm a man of the land. What a brilliant.
Just think of this guy's career. Like, what a. Like, it's incredible that what he got. Like, what he did.
Yeah. And he got Mrs. Brady to play the Michelle Pfeiffer role.
Yeah.
Living in an Amish paradise. He did such a good job. Oh, my God.
He's churning butter. It's not always good.
Oh my God, he's incredible. I think he's the artist of the millennium.
He's lasted a lot longer than most.
Yeah,
absolutely. Doing what he's doing.
Someone texted this in, and this was the video that creeped me out. Land of Confusion. It was those creepy British puppets.
Yeah, dude.
I remember when that TV show was big, so it didn't creep me out.
Oh, it totally creeped me out. It was, those puppets are so disturbing.
Yeah, they're like the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a little kid, this comes on, you're like, what is going on? Why is this?
What's wrong with these people?
I don't think I really watched it. I probably turned it off. Because I didn't like the song.
There's
like
a
any of
video
it.
That's right. Is this one used to creep me out? And then there's another one that where these like taxidermied like deer heads and stuff start singing. I think it's like Robert Palmer or something, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, it used to freak me out too. These like stuffed deer heads would start talking.
For me, it was whatever that Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah.
Or,
she's got Betty Davis.
Where the video where the creepy eyes would like glow. It was like, and I had to be young. I had to be like 5 or 6.
We watched it there one time.
Yeah. I think it's that one, isn't it? Where the creepy dudes end up having weird glowing eyeballs. Is it Betty Davis eyes? Maybe it's not this video. It might be.
Or is it a Stevie Nicks?
It's no, God.
Oh, man.
It's not that song. Shoot. I'm not going to remember it.
I feel like it's like the Holding Out for a Hero, like that person.
It might be.
You know, what's
it was
her
like
name?
A diva type person.
It was a gigantic song is all I remember. It was one of the biggest.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's what it is. Yes. Yeah. I was like, going to say, I think it has something to do with an eclipse. But this video, when I was young, I was like, what doesn't make any sense?
She's saying holding up for a hero, right?
Like, okay,
I just got it confused.
Yeah.
Where's the creepy eye guys?
I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
I thought I just saw them, but
I don't know.
Jesus.
I just think of the one guy that swears while he sings it.
Yeah, that's great. Somewhere in here is some creepy dudes with eyes.
And that got to you as a kid.
And I remember being like, nope.
Wow. Must be these guys, right? When they take their sunglasses off.
I don't know. I have no real recollection of it. Now all I can think of is that guy singing it.
I need you effing tonight.
They're funny, that band.
That Meatloaf video looks pretty creepy.
Have you never seen that?
You've never seen I Do Anything for Love?
I would never. I would probably, but I would always change it. Like, I wasn't into Meatloaf or anything.
Didn't you watch
that
video like 16 times in one day?
That video, yeah, is the most incredible music video that's ever been made. Meatloaf plays a warlock / vampire monster rides a motorcycle away from the cops and then goes into a house and bangs a chick. And
yeah.
He's also a mad scientist that creates different.
You should spend some time with it, at least.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate Meatloaf so much.
You hate Meatloaf?
She does.
She does.
He's hilarious in this.
I love her passion with it. Like, hate Meatloaf so
I just,
much.
Yeah, I don't.
He's got this smoking hot chick in a haunted house. He's a wizard, warlock, monster, man with.
How much did they spend on this, too?
This has got to be crazy. It's like a full-length feature movie. Yeah, get her out of that town.
Do you think that's the actual girl that sings?
I know, because that's what I thought. She's so sexy. I didn't realize that was her.
I feel like it was almost a Milli Vanilli style situation.
Yeah, these cops are after this warlock, and then
cause she's like a penthouse pet who's just singing on a bench.
She's so hot.
I hope that's her. Now I want to know more about her.
Don't you think we'd know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, she is just in a Meatloaf song.
The cops are.
Yes,
keep it in perspective.
Yeah, perspective.
We've just fallen in love with the woman from the Meatloaf video.
Oh yeah, I'm in really. In love
okay,
with
so
her.
What year did that come out though?
That'd be in the '90s, early '90s.
That's what I thought too. Yeah,
yeah. So that was again in the prime of music industry spending.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't watching Meatloaf videos in the early 90s.
No, that's the thing. I remember it coming out.
1993.
And it was like, there was no way we were going to watch Meatloaf at the time. It's like, thanks for coming out, Meatloaf.
No, it isn't her. That's the Lorraine Crosby is the singer who sang. so they used just a sexy whore for the video.
That's what I thought they did.
Wow.
I do think that chick is one of the hottest chicks ever.
Yeah, so they probably just hired a big model.
That chick in that video is incredible.
Yeah.
Who just could touch herself and lip sync. They don't do that anymore. That would not be cool anymore,
no.
Right? It was okay in the 90s. Everyone was doing it in the
90s. They didn't care.
They just put a hot person in to sing.
Yeah. Well, I think like all those, like the Good Vibrations, all that kind of stuff. There was like one girl.
There was like a big lady
sang everything. And then just like 16 different skinny chicks played her in videos for, you know, forever.
It's so terrible.
I know, it's horrible.
It is. It's terrible. It really is.
They're like, the people who did this video, they probably did like a bunch of lines of coke, and they're like, listen, Meatloaf's ugly enough. We can't have an ugly man and an ugly woman.
How do we hide an ugly man? Let's make him a monster, vampire, monster, demon.
We'll make him a warlock, wizard, monster that does experiments in a haunted house and is on the run from the cops.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so that's... But that's the thing. Like, there was no way that any of us who were, you know, young at the time were going to pay too much attention to that Meatloaf song. I think the people that liked it were older. They weren't into, like, grunge.
Yeah, older people like, you know, Meatloaf.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my, like, parents listening to it.
Yeah, well, because he had the big song in the 70s
or whatever.
Probably
guys, too. More guys, maybe, than women.
Yeah, like, I think he skews more male than female, for sure. Not a lot of ladies into the loaf.
Nope.
I don't think, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Really theatrical.
a woman taken into custody at Los Angeles International Airport. She ran onto the tarmac to flag down a Southwest Airlines plane.
Oh my God. I'm surprised these people don't get shot.
That's me.
I don't know how they don't have
snipers ready, on the ready.
Yeah,
I've done it.
I know that you've done it, but you did it way before.
I did it a long time ago.
As crazy as it is, yeah. I've done this move.
Not a Southwest plane. Yeah.
No.
It was a little Canadian airport.
Yes. Right, it was a small airport.
Different.
Right.
Yeah. And my buddies used to work there. It was real loosey-goosey.
I waved the plane down and got on.
Yeah. Mm.
They had already pulled the stairs up.
Did they hey, we got a dad down there.
And they were cool about
they
it,
They were
too?
Totally yeah, cool it about it. This yeah. was, okay, a couple of things. Before 9/11, and it yes. was a tiny little Canadian airport.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure now I wouldn't be able to do it.
How big was the plane again? I can't remember.
Oh, like a 25-seater. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Something like yeah. that.
Still, little... you did it. It's like a movie.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I'll never chase a plane down.
Thought that happened in movies.
Exactly. Like you're trying, in the movie, you're trying to stop your soon-to-be lover
right. it's
from
just
going
the
away.
End of Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, I was flying home for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah.
It's even more of a movie.
Yeah, I was flying home for Thanksgiving, but I was working. I was a reporter. I was covering this fire, and I'm like, oh, this fire story's never going to end. I'm not going to make my flight. And I kept trying to, like, you know, checking my watch, and I was had to be staying on the scene and do these live reports. And finally, I'm like, you guys, I got to go. I'm going to catch my plane.
I got to be home for Thanksgiving.
I got to be home for Thanksgiving.
I'm trying.
I got stuffing on my mind.
Yeah. I need to get to my family.
I met John Candy. And I'm trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
There's got to be dramatic music with it. It's a whole scene.
Absolutely. So I fly to the airport, the little Canadian airport. I get in, and it was so loosey-goosey back then again, before 9/11. You could walk right up to the gate.
Yeah, that's
there
crazy.
There was no security before the gate.
No.
And the person who takes your tickets is also the person that helps them, you know, get the plane out.
Yeah.
So they had left. There was no one at the gate.
Oh, man.
So I just was like, do I just walk out? And I pushed the door open, and the guy was there, and I could see the pilot.
Yeah.
Did you wave?
And I did. I'm like, hey. And I was holding up my little printable boarding bag.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
And they let him on.
And they're like, you see the pilot look at the guy, and he's like, yeah. Shake his head, yes, and then they're like, okay, and then they open the...
How's she going, eh?
How's she going?
Yeah, exactly.
On. Oh, yeah, come on, hey! Let's get Dave home for Thanksgiving, eh? It's the right thing to do, eh? Yeah, it happened, and it somehow worked. I was not tased or shot or anything. Yeah.
I never flew pre-9/11.
No?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't fly until after it, so it's just flying's always been like this hardcore.
Yeah, it was
a lot easier.
Yeah,
you could have bottles of booze in your bag.
I know people used to smoke on the planes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a long time ago,
That's the glory days.
Flight attendants were smoking hot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And skirts. And you smoked.
So this woman who ran onto the tarmac at LAX was detained by police. The woman who had a ticket was in the airport's Terminal 1 when she opened a door, triggered an alarm, and walked out onto the tarmac. Airline employees who witnessed her exiting the terminal followed security protocols and maintained visual contact until airport police arrived shortly thereafter and detained her. There's a little bit of video of this here. So there is... And they finally got her out
she
there.
She still seems to be trying to get away.
Yeah, she still wants to get... She's like, it's right there, but it's right there.
Nope. Your seat's in jail.
So she's just like a little crazy and entitled.
I think you're right. I think it's a combo of that.
She's got her comfy travel clothes on.
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
I think she has... Is that a travel pillow or...
Mm-hmm.
Or a jacket or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is. The woman who hasn't been identified said she was trying to flag down the aircraft because it just was ready to take off without her. Videos taken by a bystander show her carrying a black backpack and other items struggle with a man who was trying to direct her off the tarmac. She can be seen trying to get away from him while waving enthusiastically to several airline employees. She was taken to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The incident did not lead to any flight delays, they say.
I do always feel bad when I'm in an airport and I see the person
oh, yeah.
that is desperate.
Running.
Yeah, they're just running.
I always think about how, like, it must be hard to deal with people who've missed their flights, because I don't even know how I'd emotionally react to missing a flight. In some situations, I wouldn't have had enough money to get a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been at the airport for whatever. Or just like I said, I mean, I have this fear of having to live wherever I am and start anew.
Yeah.
Because
you were stuck.
I didn't have enough for the flight home.
Yeah. And he lives in Atlanta now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's those connecting flights when you.
And that's it.
And the thing is, you kind of know. A lot of times you kind of know, you're like crunching the numbers yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've realized, man, it was delayed 40 minutes at that other place or. And now we're behind, and the wind is against us.
That is the one time I've ran was when I had a connecting flight.
Yeah.
It was because the plane landed, and I was supposed to be on the next plane in like 20 minutes or something.
Yep. It happened to me once. And, of course, Amber gave me all sorts of stuff in my carry-on, so it was heavy as hell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I'm running through the Atlanta airport trying to get it. And the Atlanta airport is huge.
It's the worst.
Yeah, trying to get to the connecting flight. And I ran and ran, and I get there, and literally I could see the plane just pull away. It was just starting to pull away.
Oh, that's horrible.
You missed it.
No.
You'll never make it in the Atlanta airport.
No. And the flight attendant was like, sorry.
Me and James almost missed that flight that one time.
That's right. And James was driving. Right.
Yeah, that was one of the craziest.
That's right.
I was in a car with James for like 45 minutes, and we were on this road. He came to pick me up, which was really nice of him. But we were on this road that had been backed up traffic for like no reason, and we weren't going anywhere. We knew time was of the essence.
Yeah.
And then James
gets
on
the highway. That's right. We were all at the airport going,
where are
these guys?
You guys are texting us, yes.
I'm a person who used to abuse hardcore drugs. And when James, that was one of the most hardcore moments of my life, was driving with James, because I was literally like, we might die in a fiery explosion or lose our jobs or both. I don't know. This is going to get crazy.
I'm just merging down the highway, looking at the time, and I'm like, Andy, hold on to your butts, man, because. Yeah. It's going to be a crazy ride.
Well, we like run in and we're like all sweaty from running, and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. And then it was just like, oh, okay, they're just boarding now.
Yeah.
It was like the most amazing ending to that whole.
I think Andy said he thought he was living in a Rob Zombie music video.
It was like Dracula. Yeah.
Rob Zombie's playing, and I just
can't imagine
ass.
Being in the car with you driving like that.
Because I was thinking of going with them too that time. I was going to
you
drive.
Were in the car? Yeah. That would have been great.
So glad I wasn't there. James, oh my God, James, look out! James, Jesus, watch out!
Calm down, James!
We're going to miss the plane! We're going to miss the plane!
You want me to crash this Renegade? He'll do it! Calm down! You complaining and bitching is not going to get us to the airport faster! What's going to get us there faster is my foot on the accelerator!
Dave gets zip-tied in the back of James'
car. I'm just our father towards it, heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
I remember the moments where James was like, me and him are both realizing that the cars aren't moving, and I just remember not wanting to say much to him about it. Like, I'm like, well, we're really moving.
My anxiety is
James's anxiety was like going through the roof.
My butthole is puckered so tight because I think we're going to Boston.
Yeah, I think we're going to Boston.
We're
going to Boston.
One of the first times, and I'm like, oh my God, we're going to miss this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dave's going to murder me. Was that what's going to happen?
Was that before any kind of help? Flight help?
No, I had flight help.
You had
like
flight help.
Yeah, I was able to handle my anxiety to fly on the plane, but now like. That anxiety that I would have flying on the plane is now times 1,000 trying to get Andy and I to the airport.
What music was playing?
Well, we had the Rob Zombie on and then all kinds of stuff. But then it was mostly this, like, me being like, is everything okay? Is everything going to be all right?
Like, I think we'll be okay.
I tried
we'll be
to
okay,
be very calming.
Yeah, like when you're the real calming influence, you know?
I don't know. I'm not good at calming people down.
All right, hold on, Andy. The speed limit's 55.
Yeah, James,
we're
know
going 85, baby.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to deliver this package. I'm going to get you straight to the airport. Don't you worry, green bean.
This is intense, James. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's like, yeah.
And then I was feeling bad because, like, he came to pick me up. So I'm like, I'm the one that screwed up everything. So I'm just trying not to say, I'm like, yeah, well, everything's fine. Everything will be good, I'm sure.
Every time I look at the clock, I'm like, okay,
I know.
20 minutes, okay, and we got about 5 miles left.
Because it's a process, right? You've got to park, you got to go through security, you got to get to the gate.
Yeah, you know that you're in for it. We lucked out at parking, too. We got on the first, like, floor.
Whoa.
And I was like,
never happens.
No, it was literally a miracle. Like, this is the first time I believe in divine intervention.
Because
we get there, we park so easy, so
fast. The doors open up to get into the airport. Bam, we are right where we need to be to go through security. It was like, holy crap.
And security was a breeze.
Yes.
Oh, like, wow.
It was a miracle.
Yeah.
But I just ran up with my stupid little suitcase full of Andy stuff.
You guys seem pretty calm by the time you
made it. Well, they were probably tired.
Yeah, we had been through it.
Yeah, you're right.
They're probably pretty spent.
We got a lot of that out.
Okay, let's keep it together.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, we're boarding? Great.
I think both our brains were whistling.
It is funny to just be relaxing in the chair and then see the two people that have, like, been through and experienced together. Yeah, right. And it's like, oh, boy, look at this. Look what's happened here.
I'm all sweaty. I'm trying to make sure I get my medication so I can actually get on the plane tonight and freak out.
Got inexplicable feathers in my hair. I'm like,
things were crazy.
I think I ran through a bunch of pigeons.
Feathers in your hair, man.
Oh. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
In Alabama, Cynthia Dawn Butler stands accused of helping her boyfriend smuggle drugs into the Lauderdale County Jail.
Well, sure. It's love.
Cops say she did the drug delivery, put it in her jail purse, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And would transfer them to her sweetie during visits.
Yeah.
Her sweetie wasn't a prisoner. Well, he is now.
Oh, okay.
At first, he was a corrections officer.
Oh, yeah, so she snuck it in.
She'd show up.
And he'd make cash.
Or pass smokes. It along. He'd smuggle it in further to the prisoners. Both of them have been hit with charges. More are expected in the next few days. This couple doesn't add up.
Okay.
Because
let me see,
she is a nightmare. I mean, he's obviously a nightmare too, but she's way more of a nightmare. I don't know.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that does not
right. They do not
at all.
That's his drug smuggling girlfriend.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only girl he could convince.
Yeah, it's not really his girlfriend.
Like she is like
no. Yeah.
If they made the white trash ring. You know, the horror movie
with
the cast like a white trash
An older
girl.
Lady, yeah.
She looks
they
like...
They found her.
And then he's just like a clean-cut dude.
Oh, he looks like he's a little gronkish.
You're right. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
He's just using...
This is the thing. That girl would do anything for that guy.
Yeah.
That girl would do anything for that guy.
Yeah, he might be living rent-free.
Yeah.
It's not love.
No.
No. It doesn't say her age.
She's probably...
She's actually 23.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she's younger, but looks much older.
There's something
older.
That said 55 somewhere.
Well, that would make sense.
It was a different... might have been a different
she
story,
a
totally.
If she's 55, that makes a bit more sense.
Oh, she can't be 55.
No, like, if you go back...
She missed
yeah,
teeth.
I saw that, but
Cynthia's 55 years old, was born. Is that her?
No, well, that's her full name. Jesus.
Don't do this.
I don't know about this site.
Don't do this. Don't press that.
You guys tell me not to go on certain sites.
Don't press that.
I'm verifying I'm a human.
No, you're not. That's you're giving them access.
It happened on another website I was on earlier, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a new... Instead
oh,
of
really? Oh, it's
putting
one
the puzzle
of our new
piece
things.
In, yeah.
Okay.
Is this her Twitter? There's no way she has a Twitter.
No.
Man, it would suck to get drugs out of her.
But oh, my God. Spoiled.
It's just me.
It's like spoiled milk.
It's no good.
No, it's real bad. It's real. Did we put their mugshots? Yeah, you can go check out their mugshots at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You have to see how mismatched they are. It must just be she's the drug
mule. Maybe he's got just an okay head, and then the rest of it's real bad.
He looks like he's built.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And she looks like she's destroyed.
Yeah,
like she's the building that's already been knocked down.
Yeah.
I think he looks like a Rob Zombie stunt double for one of his movies.
God, they don't say.
Just they keep talking about him. He's 20 years old, but they don't talk about her.
I don't know what there is to say.
I wonder if there's like a... do they have a mugshot thing? Don't they have like arrest reports? It is Florida, right?
No, this was in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because whoever the lady was that said they were 55, that was Florida. So.
Oh, I didn't realize it was.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, she looks rough.
Whew. It's just the thing about drugs and the being on the wrong ones is that you really just can't tell sometimes. She could be 30. She just looks 60.
Yeah.
If she's done the wrong drugs for too long. But I think we all know what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's a decent-looking guy who's...
Can talk her into anything.
He talked her into doing this.
Yeah.
I guess so. So both of them have already been hit with charges, but more are expected in the coming days, they say, when they figure this all out for how long it was exactly going on and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lauderdale County, Alabama. Maybe you got me confused.
Yeah.
All right, in other news this morning... hopefully this guy's next car is a Tesla because it sounds like he could use those self-driving features. A 25-year-old guy near Chicago named Jordan Lindsay got arrested last week. And in his mugshot, he's got some crazy green hair and a Tesla face tattoo. Ooh, he doesn't own a Tesla.
Okay.
Of course not, because anyone with a Tesla probably wouldn't have a face tattoo of a Tesla.
I guess they wouldn't.
Yeah, unless you're like a rapper.
That's crazy to me to have a tattoo of a car.
Tesla loving rapper?
I guess. I mean, you'd have to be like the Post Malone of Tesla. The Tesla Post Malone.
He kind of looks like the Tesla Post Malone.
Yeah.
He kind of does. Yeah.
But he has no Tesla.
And he's not a rapper.
No.
He's
a weird fella.
He has a driver's license.
He's got the Tesla logo tattooed under his left eye.
Is it the Tesla logo, or is it a Nordic hammer?
No, it's the Tesla logo. Okay. He's a fan, but doesn't own one. He was arrested after he decided to drive drunk and flipped his 30-year-old minivan.
That's 30-year-old
minivan, a 1992 GMC Safari with maroon paint.
Still on the road. Still running great. Still able to go fast enough to flip.
1992 maroon GMC Safari. Oh. And that guy gets out. You'd be so confused.
Yeah, he doesn't make much sense.
No other cars were involved. Luckily, he's okay, but he is facing multiple charges. In addition to the DUI, he also didn't have insurance. The minivan wasn't registered.
No.
And he was driving on a suspended license from a previous DUI.
He's not going to do any of that kind of stuff. He's not going to register with the government.
No.
No.
For his things.
You know, look at him.
But, okay, but then you get a corporate logo tattooed under your eyeball? It's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
Well, does that guy make sense?
No, there's not a lot that makes sense.
I'm going to go green in the front, yellow in the back.
And who knows when he got it. He might have got it when it was, like, ironic. Yeah. Like, this is a company that'll never make it. Remember, people used to think Tesla would never make it?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, he's due in court later this month, and if you want to see what this crazy guy looks like, go check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
His hair looks like he was farted on by a dragon.
It's crazy that dragon farts could... just color your hair like a rainbow.
They don't talk about it a lot in the lore. But
no, they don't.
It's definitely a thing.
It's the best way to describe it. I don't get it. I've never seen it. It's a mullet. It's a double-colored mullet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mellow yellow style. Green on top. Yellow on the bottom.
Weird, weird fella. It's 1992 GMC Safari. Oh, he probably wants a Tesla so bad.
He does. He was on his way, but... He's hit a roadblock now.
Ironically, the guy in our next story could end up doing hard time for this. A 36-year-old in Bethesda, Maryland, named Mark Shutta, went to a grocery store. He went to the pharmacy section there. He had to pick up two medications.
Okay.
One for his insomnia.
Yes.
The other for his limp wiener.
Yes.
Everything's asleep on that man.
Yep.
Trying to wake it up. Come on!
My whole body's tired. I'm asleep, he's asleep. I'm awake, he's asleep. I'm asleep, he's awake.
He goes to pay.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmacist said, sir, unfortunately, the insurance is not covering your erectile dysfunction medication.
That's a hard sentence to hear, probably at the pharmacy.
And without the discount, your total will now be $369.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, he didn't have that much, but he really wanted a hard-on.
I get that.
So he grabbed them out of the pharmacist's hand, abandoned his shopping cart with all the groceries in it, and sprinted out of the store.
Yeah, he had banging to do.
You understand why.
They knew his name. Yeah, they had just filled his prescription.
They know everything about him.
Yeah.
So they called the cops, but said this. Listen, we understand he was a little desperate. If he brings the pills back, we're not going to press charges. We'll let it slide.
So nice.
Super nice of them, right? Police called him twice.
Yeah.
He hung up both times.
Yep.
They sent a text to say, hey, listen, the store's being cool about it. You just return those boner pills. Nothing's going to happen to you.
I'm also not buying that text, by the way. I get that text.
Well, they didn't say boner pills.
No. But sure, I'm just saying, just show up to the store and return it. And then I'm in cuffs. Like, I would never believe it either.
It's like the old, come pick up your drugs.
Exactly. We're doing a drug return program.
Right. You've lost your meth.
He didn't do it.
No.
So they arrested him.
Yep. You knew he wouldn't.
He's now facing $500 in fines and up to 6 months in prison. And now the world gets to see his mugshot, knowing he's got a limp wiener. There he is. You can check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Younger than I would have thought. I mean, like, how old is he?
36.
36.
It could be the insomnia medicine has a boner side effect. You just don't know.
So they give you a pill to help you sleep and a pill to offset?
Well, if that's what it is. Or he's just unfortunate.
Everyone knows now.
Everybody knows he can't get it hard.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the face of ED.
That's exactly how he looked.
You get the desperation. Like, as a guy, I can't imagine if you can't get it up and you can't afford your medication, what you do to make that happen.
Get a generic? I mean, do they not offer a generic?
Oh, they do, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, sure.
They do. They do. Oh. We've talked about it.
The thing is,
for it.
He was covered for a while, so he never had to think about it. It hit him out of nowhere. He probably went several times and had...
Do most insurance plans cover that?
I'm not sure.
Seems like it'd be an elective kind of thing.
Our new insurance doesn't cover even a sleep test, so
it doesn't cover much.
No. Yeah. Well, I got it. I know our insurance wouldn't cover anything. But is that considered a medical issue?
I don't think that it's like
and
life
should it
or
be?
Death.
I guess you can't. I mean, people that need diabetes medication have to pay for it, right? So I guess how can you justify a boner?
Right.
I think that it probably has to do with whether or not, like, something the doctor has done or prescribed is causing the other thing. That's the only way that maybe it would be okay. But there's, like, you know, there's a million ways to get boner pills. You know, just call India.
No, don't do that.
They got great stuff.
No, don't do that. You can, there's lots of American companies that can,
there's a few websites, and there's also gas station boner pills.
Don't do gas station. Yeah. Go to one of the reputable websites.
Yeah.
And get your boner pills there.
Right.
If you need them. But don't you just can't
snatch
steal them.
Just snatch them.
You can't snatch them. That sucks. I mean, I do kind of feel sorry for the dude. He wants a boner and he can't afford it.
He was never going to get far.
Well, you had to come up with another plan.
I know. You can't do that. We do have a pharmacist saying that erectile dysfunction meds are very rarely covered, and they say customers are pissed about it all the time.
Gosh. Wow.
So you're dealing with angry, limp people all right. the time.
That would be a really hard job.
It really would, because you feel for them, as I said. But
I always see like pharmacists freaking out on people on the phone, like and getting yelled at.
Yeah,
like because somebody's calling them about whatever drug.
Yeah,
they have to be the bearer of bad news a lot. So I can't imagine. It is pretty much though. The guy was like, "All right, I'm ready for my boner pills," and then they pretty much held his boner at ransom. They were like, "Oh, you want to get hard? That's $369."
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, I guess they'll cover 6 boner pills a month for some
That's
plans.
Funny. They had a meeting about that. They're like, how many boners can we probably cover?
6.
6? We crunch the numbers.
We give them 6 boners.
No more than 6.
Well, at least they give 6.
Yeah. 6 free boners a month.
What if you're hornier than 6 times a month?
Well, good luck.
You're on your own and you got to cover it yourself, I guess.
Yeah, you got to pack it into 6 incredible sessions.
6 great nights.
Mm-hmm. 6 crazy nights. And that's...
I would have been storing pills up like it was going out of style.
You're sitting on a stockpile of them.
Yep. Selling those in the streets.
Yeah, that seems to be the common theme. Like someone else's plan, they must have a little better. They get 9 a month.
Yeah, it depends on the plan.
But a lot of them don't.
Yeah,
cover it. Some just cover generic.
Just go with generic.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to get a name brand.
No, if it
pill.
Gets your, if it gets your dong hard, who cares what name is on it? Because didn't Viagra's like they had an exclusivity on that
for 25 years or something like that? Yeah.
Now that's how all the generics are up there, right? Anonymous with voice changing technology. Oh. Hi, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. You had a comment on this.
Yeah, it was just that I had been prescribed antidepressant medication, and the side effects screwed me up, too, so they had to give me a generic ED medication, and, you know, I had no other issues prior.
Yeah, no, like the antidepressant stuff will do it.
So, did they give you pills to help your boner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they did.
All right, so you got both at the same time.
Was it covered, though?
Was it covered? That's what we're...
No, I had to pay for it 100%.
And how much was that?
Well worth it.
They're under $200.
Yeah.
How many?
It covers me for a month at a time.
Like 30 pills?
Yeah, probably 30.
Oh.
30 at a time.
A pill a day.
Yeah. Well, okay, so he might be... He's probably taking... He's probably taking one you take every day. Like, so there's the different kinds, right? So there's like Viagra is like you take that when you want to do it. But then there's like the Cialis is...
When the time is right.
Yeah. Cialis is take it every day and it'll loosen that boner up. You know, so you have to take that one every day.
But not just like when boner is required.
No.
Anonymous, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay, thanks. We're in a regular line here. You used to get them prescribed.
Yeah, first off, I want to say I watched your Uncut Peep show. Oh, my God, that thing was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you.
So, anyway, I used to get them prescribed to me. I had a nice plan for 2 years where they covered them, and then I switched professions, and so I switched plans, and, you know, my pharmacist, Sabby, says to me, you know, we can't give these to you anymore. And honestly, that was like a stab to the heart for me.
I bet.
Well, sure. My wife, sorry, I can't get my my boner pills anymore. They're $170 Canadian for a month supply. She goes, we're not paying that. So here I am with a limper.
Yeah,
a
limper.
A limp.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't call it a boner.
I get it. I mean, I guess.
A month to have sex.
Thanks, guys.
All right, sorry, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's a very sad topic, Dave.
They have, do they have in Canada the same type of thing? You know, you go online and you can talk to one of these doctors.
I don't know what the rules are like about that in Canada. Because in America, there's websites like Roman and stuff where you can go on. We talked about them on the show. Mm-hmm. That you know, they'll just speak to a doctor. Yeah. He'll determine if you're a candidate and give you your medication. And I don't know if Canada has the same regulations or not.
Our boners are, it's pretty sad up here, eh? It's a pretty sad situation with boners in Canada, eh?
God.
I bet they're not. I bet
that's the other one, Four Hymns or whatever.
There's also Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it.
Oh, poor Canadian boners.
It's a real downturn in Canadian boners. We put syrup everywhere and it's still not working.
They got to get into some kind of trade. Trade some syrup for some boner pills.
Oof. Yeah, no. Sorry, Canadian guys. If it doesn't, maybe it does exist and we don't know about it.
Well, yeah.
But if it does,
I thought drugs were way cheaper up there.
Depends on the. There's some stuff that the whatever FDA that is in charge of the drugs over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just decide not to approve in Canada or in the United States, and in Canada they have it. And then it's the opposite on some things. And I know, like, there are medicines that are way cheaper in Canada, you know.
Yeah.
But
Mike, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. You had a comment.
Well, everything you guys are saying are so true about this and the cost of this. And, you know, my wife, when she hit her peak, it's like, you know, honey, I can't keep up with you. So she goes, well, looks like you need to go see the dick doc and get a little help. So
yeah,
finding these things are 10, 20 bucks a pill, right? At 10 bucks a pill at 40 is what I get, 400 bucks. You pay cash at this pharmacy in Fenton. I won't give the name. A buck a pill, so think about that. 40 boners for 40 bucks, people. So do your homework, because you don't have to pay 10, 20
bucks. Are they real? Are they from India?
Yeah,
No. This is legitimate drugs right here at a pharmacy in Fenton. I won't give the name, but the guys out there are probably excited as heck right now.
Hearing
$1 a pill, and they're legitimate American right here.
Yeah.
Trust me, I did my homework. My homework.
So a boner made in the USA?
that needs a screaming eagle, I think.
It's probably too hard to find.
That's where it is.
That's an American boner. Yeah. That's an American boner.
Boner made in America. Yeah.
It sings. Your boner sings, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
When it gets up.
I think that the generic ones are, that's how much they are.
A buck a pill.
Yeah, I think
They should be. Come on. Give America boners.
Yeah, this guy must have wanted the Cadillac of boners or something. $369. That's steep.
It must be the branding. Like, he must have had regular.
Well, like sometimes, right? You know, you'll buy whatever, you'll get the certain Science. Kind of car, and then other times you want, give me the Bentley.
I guess.
And I wonder, give me the Bugatti of boners.
Matthew's in Fort Myers. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Penis balls.
What's your comment?
I used to work out at a gym, and I was in my 30s, and I didn't need to take anything, but I was talking to one of my buddies, and he was telling me about this liquid Cialis that you can get from an American lab, and it gets shipped to you in 5 days, and it's like $30, lasts for 3 days once you take a couple drops of it, and I've been using it for the past 15 years. I swear by it. I don't use it every day, just when I know if I got a Tinder date, or I'm going away for the weekend with my girlfriend, you know, and I want to rock their world. But once I rock the world the first time, I got to continue taking it every time I see them. So I got to keep purchasing this stuff and having it sent to me.
So it's liquid, you said?
Well, there's a way.
Liquid Cialis. It's tadalafil, which is the main ingredient in Cialis.
Okay.
And then take drops of it?
Exactly. Yep. And it takes about a half hour to kick in and lasts for about 3 days, 2.5 to 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah. I swear by it.
And it's safe.
You don't have a boner the whole time, though, Dave. Like, Dave's like, his eyes are big, like, wow, a 3 day boner.
You don't get a 3 day boner. I know that.
Yeah, no. You're just good to go.
Okay. But it's safe and it's okay, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely. No side effects, no headaches. You can drink on it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Congrats on your boners.
I swear by it. All right, guys.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Now everyone's calling in with their boner stories, but yeah, to this yeah. dude that had to steal them, there's other options for you.
Yeah.
You just have to shop around.
I think the thing about it is, though, right? Like, so a lot of these guys, they'll talk to one doctor. They got the balls to go and say to their doctor, stuff's not great down there. They don't want to have to talk to someone else about
it. Right, and you don't you know shopping. What I mean? Like, you're imagine not... walking into 20 pharmacies. Hey, how much is your boner medication here?
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
those guys
don't want to do that. That's why, for me, any of the ones that are online, I mean, that's got to be the way to go.
Of course, yeah. If you have issues about it or embarrassed about it or financially can't handle it, there are other options out there for you. So someone should have told this guy before he stole them and then got arrested.
Yeah.
And they gave him outs. They didn't want
I still can't get over the fact that insurance companies will be like, you get 6 boners a month. And that's what you pay.
You know, we can't afford 7.
I wonder if you went through the fine print, because we just went through this selecting our plans. I wonder if you went through the fine print and be like, God, there's 2 boners a month.
God, there's 6 boners a month.
Which is, how do they decide that?
I think our company covers 0 boners.
Oh, we don't have a boner cover.
Yeah, there's no, you would have had to elect that.
I don't know if our insurance everything. Covers medicine.
I know that one of mine, they don't. So it's great to find
just
out.
Just any medicine.
Yeah, any medicine you don't get.
Yep. Oh, $50 now.
You're on your own. Thanks for all that money, though.
Thank you.
Yes. It's quite a lot for very little.
Glad we're saving everyone.
I mean, if you lose a limb, it'll be partially covered.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your boner, you're on your own.
Well, they only put half the limb back on.
Yeah, exactly.
No. You get 3 of your fingers.
I have a lawyer, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you've been to a karaoke bar,
yes,
you've seen someone sing their heart out.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Big time.
It's rare, though, that that kind of passion results in serious injury. But that's what's happened in our next story.
Okay.
In China, Wang Zi was so dead set on hitting the high notes in the hit song The New Drunken Concubine,
what?
That he collapsed a lung and had to be hospitalized.
Man, I never even thought of.
Everybody's been there.
Collapsed my lung at karaoke again.
Man.
25-year-old guy wound up in the emergency room with a collapsed lung after straining himself while singing karaoke at a friend's birthday party.
I can't even imagine doing one of the screams or something that I do in here from time to time. Like the, you know, gay tornado siren or something like that. And then all of a sudden my lung collapsed. Like, and what would happen at that point?
I'm going to rush in and give you mouth to mouth.
Oh, well, yes, puff me up.
He'll blow you back to life.
And blow those lungs
right fine. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, it collapsed again.
So Wang attended his friend's birthday party, decided to show off his voice by singing this song, famous for its high-pitched tones it demands. When he reached the high-pitched part of the song, he really gave it his all, but then felt a sharp pain in his chest, which made him drop to his knees. He decided just to sit down for a while, thought he'd, just take it easy. But then the next day, he woke up, he could barely breathe.
Jeez.
His family rushed him to the hospital. He told doctors what had happened and that he felt pain in his right lung. An X-ray showed that he had collapsed a lung.
Oh, that's crazy.
A potentially life-threatening condition where air bubbles form between the lung and the chest wall. It was this song that he was singing when he did it.
Starts off pretty hot.
The New Drunken Concubine by Li Yugang. All right,
let's get killer so far. This guy slays all the bitches.
Really?
Big time. Too much sorrow. There's no need to say who's right. He's wrong in love.
Feels like a soft.
I just want to drink one more cup with you in my dream. The golden spangled jade hairpin was a gift to me.
He must really kick into
it. Still perform life after life.
Oh, get to the chorus.
When are you gonna belt it, bud?
It's gotta be coming up right here. Yeah, it's, come on, kick into the chorus, really.
This would not collapse along.
No.
Is it just...
There you go. That's it.
There. So a lot of these Asian guy singers that are like really push the limits of like the male voice.
If I heard that and didn't see that, yeah. I think it was a female.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Is it? Or is that him as a geisha now?
It's possible.
Emphasis on the geisha.
Yeah. I think so. Like, there's one singer, I think his name is Dinesh or something like that. Dinesh.
He dreams of the beloved great Tang, not the Tang we dream of, let me tell you.
Oh. Oh, my God.
It gets fired up.
Slash all of a sudden appeared.
You heard there's going to be Tang, like the stuff the astronauts drink.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy who literally sang his lung out had to undergo a bilectomy. An invasive procedure that removes the air buildup in the chest cavity. Luckily, he made a full recovery. He's just been discharged from the hospital. It's not unheard of, though. When I looked this up, there was another case from a couple of years ago where someone singing blew a lung out.
That's crazy. Wow. That sounds so painful. That's like a disturbing injury to me.
Yeah.
Played baseball with a guy. He collapsed along just running to first base.
Really?
Like a skinny guy, like in shape, ran to first base, and all of a sudden he was like, oh man, something's really wrong. And they took him to the emergency or whatever, and he collapsed along out of nowhere. Like, it was so weird.
This song has it all.
This song goes out of
it. It does.
What is the all that you?
Well, just the different. It starts off, mellow.
Right. Yeah, he's the young lady concubine.
It's the girly man singer.
Yeah,
that can hit those different notes.
And I believe it's about someone dying, right? Like someone has died.
Is that it? I dreamed of the beloved great Tang.
I bet it was great. You're singing about it still. She's dead.
Tang.
This guy doing the splits.
Yeah, it does have it all.
Men dressed as geishas.
I mean, that's got to be him, right? That's got to be him.
I think so.
Isn't
I think it is.
I think there's a woman singing in the song.
Yeah,
as well.
I think that's a woman singing to him.
See, here we go.
Oh yeah, there is so much to this. Huh?
There is changes.
We're discovering all the layers.
I mean, it starts off. You're like, is he sad? He doesn't have any Tang.
It's like a Chinese Guns N' Roses video.
Whoa!
I think that's him, you guys.
I think that's him.
I really
can. We do a side by side of the face.
I don't know if you'd be able to tell. Those faces are so.
Now we've gone on to some Asian game show or something. I don't know.
Whoa! Look at the stage.
Oh, that's that Dinesh guy up there. See, he's like the first.
Yeah, like in...
I think that's him.
What's it like a four? It's like...
You guys, that's him. Look at the face.
Anyone make comments?
Oh, but that's pretty... Yeah, I think you guys are right. Him. That's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
You see the face?
Is that him in the top right, too, as a male, and then with the makeup on?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
He's a very feminine man.
So he is.
Yeah.
He's his own whore in the video. He's his own kind.
He's his own Tang.
Remembers the Tang. His Tang. His back Tang.
Back Tang.
Oh, it's him, guys.
Yeah, it's him.
No same question. Same nose.
I felt like
cross-dressing lady man.
I don't know, like in 5 minutes or whatever the song is,
It gave me all the same feelings as a Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah, with all those guitars, those hot guitars in the middle of it.
Guitars, adventure, heartbreak. Yeah.
Loss.
Loss.
Beauty.
Adventure, challenge.
Like, cross-dressing.
Yeah. Steven Seagal.
Crazy times.
It's the thing over there.
Yeah, I guess it is. And you try and do it yourself, you'll blow the lung right out of you.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be born, I think, that way. You know, with that kind of voice that, you know.
He really wanted his buddy's birthday party to be awesome.
He really did. He did it all.
Chuck shows up to Andy's birthday party and is like, I'd like to sing something to you, please. It's so beautiful.
Just be careful.
Breathtaking. Thanks so much for doing that for me for my
Thank
birthday.
You. You're welcome.
I'm glad you didn't collapse along.
Here is my rendition up, of Chuck's a new drunken concubine by Lee Johan.
Yeah, I don't know the words, obviously.
This part isn't as impressive to me as when he dresses up as a girl really and really high, gets after it.
Where'd you get that outfit?
I ordered it. Strangely enough, they built this geisha outfit in India.
Oh, weird.
Shipped it.
Beautiful.
It's the best.
He's singing, Andy. Let him be.
Favorite birthday ever.
Things got weird.
I knew it'd be killer. Yeah.
When Chuck sang, that got really weird there.
Yeah.
None of us knew what to do.
And nobody's ever so done thoughtful. That for me.
No. No one was expecting. To give you a gift no one else could.
The gift of song. Have you received the gift of song?
Yeah.
From a man.
It's rare.
No
Slash,
one was...
come in.
Oh my God, you got Slash.
You got
here?
Slash with him.
Well, he's actually a man dressed like Slash.
His name's Slosh.
You can't see his face because of the hair
right.
and the hat.
Yeah, he just.
You can see he's a bit chubbier.
He's a Slash impersonator.
Yeah.
Named Slosh.
Oh, Slash impersonators. I don't even want to even think about
that. Is it even legal to impersonate Slash? I feel like.
I think they must.
You think there's a law, Slash law?
A Slash.
There should be.
It's like an impersonator.
I believe hard in that one. Aaron, you can't impersonate Slash. You'll be put to death.
There's Slash law.
There's
plenty. There's one in the Philippines who plays with a Philippines Michael Jackson.
I'm not talking about international law. I mean, just
just
in the USA.
U.S. law. US you can't control everything. Like,
should be.
I feel like there's a Slash on the Vegas Strip.
Yeah,
there's the
right?
Slash lookalike.
Yeah, I think there is.
Who knows what kind of music they're about to swear?
I don't like anybody that would impersonate Slash.
I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, but someone said sounded like Splash instead.
He's no good.
Not quite as
good. That's why I think it should be illegal.
Exactly.
I'm gonna look up
get that on the law books.
I am going to lobby Congress.
Yep.
Call your congressman.
I am going to. We'll do that later.
The Slash law takes
Listen,
effect.
We need to talk about Slash law.
Yeah.
You understand? There's no laws on the books about Slash impersonators.
Yep.
If there's one thing I've learned on this show through the years, covering all sorts of different stories, it's that you can never get in the way of a sex-crazed elephant.
Oh, no, we've learned that.
Right?
You can never
do that.
Right.
Students were forced to run for their lives after a 6-ton sex-crazed bull elephant charged their Jeep while on a tour in South Africa.
Yep, he wanted to make that Jeep.
Yeah, he wanted to make love to it.
Yep.
These guides were being trained to become guides themselves. They were being driven through the Salati Game Reserve on the edge of the Kruger National Park in South Africa the other day when they were charged by a bull elephant in Misith.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's the term they use for elephant in heat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Must.
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 Yeah.
Misith. Yeah. A state of sexual aggression that occurs during elephant mating season. Video actually caught the moment that their open-top car was being driven down a narrow dirt road when the bull elephant charged out of the undergrowth, trumpeting and pawing the ground before smashing into the vehicle and lifting it right off the road. Here's a little taste of how this played out here. Let's take a listen in if we can.
Oh my, you've got, it's like it's a toy. Are they rolling on the ground right now?
I believe. Yes, they were.
Get on the car right now.
Jeez, how scary is that?
Those things are crazy, man, elephants.
I recently saw a video of an elephant get a guy.
Yeah, that's no good.
No good.
Yeah, they'll step on you.
That's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we saw that too. Remember, yeah, that was the last one we talked about.
It's just so funny because they're either elephants are like real cool and they're like, hey.
Until they're not.
Hey,
yep.
Playing around in the water. And then they're like, nope, I'm destroying your entire village.
Yeah. Because it's horny.
Right.
Because it's horny.
You can see back in the, you know, ancient times when people would like go to war with elephants. Like, yeah. They ride him at, like, what are you going to do?
That's a crazy thing. That's a crazy thing to have on the battlefield, a bunch of elephants.
Elephants.
I that's my last day as a trainee, I think. I'm gonna pursue perhaps a different career
after
a horny elephant almost killed me.
I might want to train somewhere else. Well, yeah, just that thing was like a tin can to him.
Fine, we're throwing the diamond mines then.
Yeah, exactly.
The terrified trainees were taken back to the safari lodge where they were given counseling for the shock. Staff had to abandon the vehicle. They only went back to retrieve it later after the elephant herd had moved out of the way. It is thought that the elephant that attacked was the breeding male of the herd and became enraged when the truck veered too close to his bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Amazing how, like, the animal kingdom works. It's like only one guy gets a bang.
Right.
And he better not catch you banging his chicks.
Nope. And because of their must.
Yeah.
Their testosterone, like, is 60 times what it normally is.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
60 times. Can you imagine if us human men had 60 times the amount of testosterone?
I dream about it.
Your dad does.
Yeah, the Breister has 60 times. I got 60 times.
The Breister's in Musseth.
Yeah, he's actually got stuff that leaks out of his ears.
The Breister's in Musseth. Yeah. Linda! Yeah.
Captive elephants, which enter, must have been known to turn on their keepers and kill them.
Yep.
While wild elephants that wander into villages while in an aroused state are thought to trample about 500 people a year.
Holy cow. That's a lot more
a year
than you think.
A year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're pretty pissed off.
Just elephants with boners. If you see an elephant with a boner,
run
you
for your
run.
Life.
Yeah.
Be careful, Dave, when you go on that safari.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you will do it one
day. I wonder if it like falls during a certain time of year, like October's elephant
like
mating
season.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
That makes sense.
It does make some sense.
I would avoid it.
Then. Do your research.
Yes. I don't want any horny elephant time.
Man, wouldn't that suck to just be able to, you really only want to do it 1 month?
Oh, and
can you imagine that as a human where you're just like.
Like October, I will bang.
But then like everybody wants to bang.
Society would be crazy.
I know.
It would be crazy.
Oh my God. If it was F month, it would be like the purge.
Yeah, it would. They'd like girls would have to lock themselves inside. There'd be all these guys running through the streets. Boners and just running through the streets.
Look out, it's F-Month! Run for your lives!
500 people last year were killed during the annual running of the boners.
You know, you'd get trampled.
Can't come into work, guys. I got trampled during the running of the boners.
Oh, yeah. I knew you would.
I got plowed by like 72 big old boners.
I told you what would happen.
I'm so sore.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah, we're lucky.
In a way, we're lucky. You know?
Yes, we are definitely lucky. We may not get 60 times the testosterone.
No.
We spread ours out
exactly
through the whole year.
Look at what it does. Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Sure.
So mad.
We're lifting Jeeps up and flipping them. And
people would be just flying into our windows. Building.
It would look like World War Z, you know, like some kind of crazy zombie thing where everyone actually moves still quick.
F-Purge.
Yeah.
We're lucky it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it did happen in South Africa, and those people are incredibly lucky they're alive.
Oh, big time.
It looks like that thing flipped a couple of times before they were able to get out of it.
Mm.
So good for them for making it out. Here's a relationship you won't understand. A 36-year-old Egyptian guy is in love with an 82-year-old British pensioner.
It's that money, baby. It's got to be that money.
He claims he's a rich man and he doesn't need her money. Iris Jones.
That citizenship, baby.
Well, she doesn't have a lot of it, to be truthful. She's an ex-cleaner.
Okay.
From Somerset in the UK. She only gets about $220 a week pension. So it's not like she's sitting on mounds of cash.
Right.
But she's gone on the British talk show called This Morning to talk about their reunion. They just got back together.
Did we talk about these two before?
Have we? I don't remember.
There was an Egyptian guy with an old lady.
He scammed an old lady.
Oh,
yeah, this one I don't think they were banging, though.
Come on now.
I give you and the holy and all people in the studio and all people around the world support our love story. Good, strong thanks, strong regard. Because you and all these people support our love story. Because it's true.
And the next thing could be our life story. Well, this is from beginning to end.
I don't know what they're talking about at all. Did anyone understand any of that?
No, he said he's
like, thanks for supporting our
supporting
story.
Yeah, like, I don't know, something about a story.
The life story is
I don't think she understands
long.
A word he says either.
No. She's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that chick
I know what he's saying again.
That's a high cut bikini lady on an 82-year-old woman.
No. Look at that, Lise.
Oh, goodness.
Trimmed though, which is more shocking.
You're right. There's nothing peeking out. That's high. That's a high cut with no bush. Gosh.
Like, that is a bathing suit for a 30-year-old woman that she is in. You don't see that a lot.
You don't see women that age and in bathing suits.
No, like usually if it's a bathing suit, it's got some kind of like skirt. It's got a skirt.
Yeah. Right.
This is like you can see. You can see her vag bones.
Oh my God.
You can.
Jesus. Like
skin.
Jesus on earth.
Skin hanging off.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm hmm. That chick bangs.
Oof.
Mm-mm.
It's no good. So they met in January of 2020. She was in Cairo, and that's where they met for the first time. But then, of course, COVID hit. Their whole relationship was thrown upside down. Finally, though, a few weeks ago, his visa was approved, and they've been reunited. She said they were
she's sore.
Living day to day. They would message each other morning, noon, and night. And finally, she said she was doing her grocery shopping in the vegetable aisle when she got the message that he would be coming, and she couldn't stop crying.
Well, he has an agenda.
It's gotta be something. I mean, unless he's just one of these guys who's got so twisted up, he's just into
elderly women. For those people that think I'm in it for anything other than love, they're wrong. I'm not with Iris because I need something. I'm a rich man. I have my own place in Cairo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Cairo rich is...
Yeah, it's the same as everywhere else.
Like regular...
But, I mean, she's got no money. She's not sitting on...
No,
she's
but
not
it's
he
that...
He wanted to get...
I feel like he wants to get out of Egypt.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you want to get out of Egypt. You can be rich as you can be, but you can't get out of the country.
He's going to take his money, whatever.
There's
Is it better to be rich in the UK... Or let's say that, is it better to be Cairo rich and stuck in Egypt or just doing okay and in
doing
the UK.
Okay in the UK.
Right, exactly, right? So he is just pounding this. She dresses like younger.
She does.
Like the high boots.
She does not dress like a normal 82-year-old.
She just looks like a regular grandma, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That's what she seems like, normal.
Yes, like an old British grandma. Absolutely, she does.
She's just getting railed by that dude.
Yeah, big time.
Muhammad.
If you want to see what they look like, we put a link to the story at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but they claim it's love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether you believe that or not is up
Egyptian
to you.
Toy boy.
Well, get to something else here right now. It sucks to be old.
Oh.
On the way.
Okay.
What trouble did a cocaine snorting granny get up to? Let's find out.
Let's find out.
It sucks to be old.
Cops in Ohio were called to a gas station after reports of a woman passed out behind the wheel of her Nissan. When they caught up with the 78-year-old lady, they discovered she was a grandma. But instead of smelling like gingerbread,
mm-hmm.
she smelled like booze.
Different kind of grandma.
Yep.
She denied drinking, saying she had just dropped off her grandkids as proof.
Oh, incriminating.
Right. Cops say, though, she was slurring.
Yeah.
And unable to pass a field sobriety test, which is when the real fun started. Officers searched the car. They discovered an open bottle of vodka, two straws, and a white powdery substance.
Wow.
Which later tested positive for cocaine. The unidentified granny has been hit with various charges, including drug possession. Her day in court is scheduled for later this week.
I can't even imagine one of my grandmothers
I just
doing a rail.
I did. I was doing the same thing in my head. I'm trying to picture like my grandma doing coke. And there's just no, you can't do it.
Not good for the old heart.
Oh,
No.
The 78-year-old heart.
No.
That's what those heart got pills
real,
there.
Real numb in my nose.
Yeah.
That's real. That's a fact.
Is this real? Hold on. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good
that's
stuff.
A good stuff.
You've got a crazy grandma.
Yeah,
sorry,
you do.
Those grandkids. Those Ohio grandkids.
She's tough, though. She lived that long with that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Jeez. She's been through a lot.
Yep. Big time.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.